Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. We got a little bit of a return. I've been bringing a lot of, you know, people back on the podcast. So welcome back to Sean Pratt. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me back. It's been a minute.
I know. We were just talking about this, like, off the air, that it's been about, like, 3 years since he's been on the podcast. So.
Right. You know what's funny, yo? It doesn't even feel like 3 years. Like,
I know.
It doesn't. I'm like, wait, was that really 3 years? Like, damn. I'm really crying. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. And it was funny because I think it's like you were, like, in the kind of, like, beginning stages of me, like, doing the indies, because I wasn't, like, completely just doing indies. I was doing other stuff, too. So I wasn't doing as many of the independent scene as I'm doing now. Now I'm doing weekly. Right. I'm doing independent scene, you know. So it was kind of sporadic in the beginning.
You're out there, you know.
I'm out there.
You know?
I'm here. Absolutely. Guys, you know, make sure you share the stream. Let's get some people in there. If you're new here to the Under Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, backstage, referees. I got you covered. If you guys got any questions for Deshaun, please feel free. Drop it into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. So, again, like I said, it's been a minute. A lot has happened. So make sure, if you haven't watched the original interview, please go watch that, you know, a later time. You know, there's, you know, we'll go back to, like, the basics of that. We're going to kind of get, like, an update, you know. And I figure, because it's like there's so much, like, you came back from Germany, which we're going to get into and everything like that. But I want to backtrack a little bit, too, because you got injured, you know, and I want to talk about that of, like, you know, getting, you know, you broke your arm. You know, and now, like, you're back here, you know. So talk about, like, the injury, you know, the recovery from the injury, and now it's like you've made this big comeback.
So, yeah, no, I mean, man, that was probably, going on 3 years ago. I broke my arm. I was in a match at PPW with Bobby Fish. Match was going. We was getting it in. We was doing work. To be honest, I don't even remember breaking it. I just remember doing the match and then going backstage. I was like, okay, this sucks. Like, all right, it hurts, but, like, it's fine. But not even really thinking about it, you know? So, like, even the doctor's going up and down my arm, and he's just like, yeah, well, you know, it might be broken. And I'm like, nah, doc, it doesn't. It's not broken. It feels great. Look at this. I'm sitting here with all the while it's broken, but I'm sitting in the girl like, nah, doc, this, look at this. Like, I can do this, right? No, and then it was just like I went home, I left it alone, and then, like, Monday morning, it just killed. And I was just like, all right, let's go check this out. So I went to the doctor. He was like, yeah, you got to go straight to ortho. Like, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. So I go to ortho, and my orthopedic surgeon was, like, really dope. Like, he actually worked with, like, the Chicago Bulls and stuff like that, too. So, like, if there's anybody that knows sports injuries, it's her. So, like, she just goes ahead, gives me the x-ray. She comes in, stone face, no BS. We're just like, yep, it's broken. In fact, this is actually one of the worst breaks I've ever seen. I was like, oh, wow, hey, great. She's just like, you're going to need surgery. And we were just like, all right, well, let's go. It was upsetting because it was like I was getting the matches that I wanted, you know. Like, I wrestled, you know, Davey Richards the month prior. I wrestled, you know, Bobby Fish. And then it was like they were, like, talking to me about, like, they were going to get, you know, yeah, we're going to schedule you to wrestle Sydal Max and this, that, and then I'm like, dude, this is, like, my who's who bucket list, you know what I mean?
Right.
But all of that halted. And it sucked because it was just like, dang, man, you know, once I started to find my stride, once I started to find my momentum, once I was just getting active, just really getting it, it just stopped. And I was just like, yo, like, damn. But it was almost kind of like one of those, like, it was almost like life telling me to slow down a bit.
Yeah.
Like, relax, okay? Take the 8-plus you know, we, man, it was almost like 8 months I was out with this. Take the time and just relax. Take the time and just heal. Let your body heal from injuries you may not even know you had. So, and just kind of just really just take your time and just let your body do its work. And that's what I did. Started getting more motivated once I started to work out more. Once I started to get more feeling back into that arm again, I was just like, okay, this is cool. Like, this is great. Like, this, the plate is in there. You know, I have like a plate and 9 screws in there. Like, so feeling very like Lex Luger at the time when I had it. But yeah, but like, it was just like, once things started, once I just really just had a clear, positive mindset, I was ready to go. I was like, okay, let's just work, man. And every day this arm is just getting stronger. The pain was gone. The mobility was back. Like, the grip strength was there. And I was just like, all right, let's just keep working. Let's just keep working. Let's just keep working. Until eventually, you know, I went back to one of my, for my final consultations, and she was just like, this thing is healed. Like, completely. Like, it looks good. You're ready to go back. So, you know what I mean? It was awesome, man. So it was one of those things that, like, it sucked, but I was grateful for it.
Right. Yeah, and I wanted to, like, touch base on that, because I feel like, you know, with a lot of wrestlers, like, because injuries happen all the time, right? And then it'll just, like, put you out. And then, like, everybody's like, it's, like, the worst thing in the world, because it's like, oh, damn, I'm building this momentum, you know? Yep. And it's like, I'm getting my name out. And it's like, oh, my God, like, someone else is going to come and take my spot pretty much here. But, you know, so I don't know if you want to elaborate any more about that for anybody that, like, you know, if they're in the middle of injury or if something happens, God forbid, you know, like, for anybody.
The one thing I'll sit there and tell you, the one thing, like, don't think about your spot getting taken. Don't ever think about that. You know what I mean? Don't think like that, because especially if you, you know, you're out there, you're doing your thing, you're doing good business, ain't nobody gonna forget about you. And that's the one thing that was a blessing to me. It was just like, nobody forgot about me. Right. It was all love. It was all like, when you get ready to come back, hit us up. When you're ready to go, hit us up. And then, like I said, and everyone stood on that.
Right.
So that's one thing too, for anybody that's, you know, going through an injury right now, or again, you know, you get injured again, it happens. It's one of those things. A, you know, don't be upset. Like, you know, it sucks, but don't, that's not the end all be all. You know, you need to be positive. You need to have that mindset like, yo, okay, this sucks, but let me look at the silver lining here. All right, cool. I can relax. I can sit back and again, heal injuries that we may not necessarily know that we possibly have. You know, we can go ahead and just, you know, catch up with family, things like that. You know, the important things that we tend to kind of shirk when we're on the grind, you know. Right. It happens. It's, you know, it's been like that since the dawn of this business. You know what I mean? But just stay positive and just work and just look at the finish line. Never look back. And that's it. Always go towards the finish line. That's my biggest piece of advice.
Yeah. I think that was just, like, so important to, like, put that out there, because, right, that we see this all the time happen to, like, everybody and stuff like that, and everybody gets so down on themselves, and, like, you know, I just felt like it was kind of just important to kind of, like, bring that to light. And most of the times, like, the break is needed, and people come back better than so what they were.
Yeah, so much better, exactly, because you're hungrier.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of get that, you're watching the game, you're watching the scene, you know, you're sitting there, you're plugging into your fight TVs, you're logging into your IWTVs, and you're seeing everybody getting after it. You're not getting bitter, you get hungrier. Right. You're like, okay, all right, so these are the cats that's popping right now. All right, now I got something to work towards. I see the framework, you know what I mean? I see what I'm dealing with, you know what I mean? And you just get motivated, that's it, you know, and just get ready to get back to work. That's it. You know,
I love that. Absolutely love that so much. So, all right. So, like, I want to talk another thing too, because, like, again, like, I feel like this is an important interview too, because it's like just watching your growth through the years and everything like that. And I know that you've become a trainer also through the years and everything like that. And, like, seeing, you know, you and me were talking about, like, that these kids, they're hungry, you know, like, there's so many of these, and they're getting younger and younger and younger, you know. So, listen, talk about it.
Yo, speaking of the younger, did you see the John with, like, the 10-year-olds? Yo, oh, my goodness. I said, I'm like, they're taking over. They take it, they get, you know, they're taking over. And they had a full-on match.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, it's cool because it's like, man, now like cats as young as 10 years old is getting into this.
Yeah.
You know, with the proper training, of course.
Right.
You know, with the proper training, with the, you know, the proper, you know, parents' permission, and then they're overseeing, making sure things are okay, making sure the setting is okay for them to be there, because at the end of the day, they're still children, you know? But yeah, but to kind of circumnavigate back, I mean, like every time I turn around, there's this new up-and-comer killing it, and I'm just like, I love it. Love it. I'm here for it. Like, I love seeing and experiencing new people, you know, hearing about new names and, you know, just cats that I've never heard of. And then it's like, you know, I'm sitting there watching them. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm gonna take my pen. And I'm gonna put that on the bucket list. Okay. That's a youngin' I can see myself working with. Okay. That's another one I can see myself working with. So I just ended up with a list of just young, hungry lions that I'm seeing.
Right.
And it's just exciting. And it's like, they're bringing something fresh. They're bringing something new. They're bringing something innovative to the game, you know, and it's making it more exciting. And it's one of those things that it literally gives you a fresh palate.
Right.
You know, even myself, you know, I've been around this, man, 17 years, you know, my beard just got gray. I'm just saying that. But, you know, but like, so you've seen a lot. You didn't see it all, but right. You've seen a lot. You've seen a lot. So, but like, so when you see these new kids coming in, these new youngsters coming in hungry as ever, just bringing fresh ideas, like, I'm good with that. Like, it's cool. Like, show me more. You know what I mean? I'm excited and I'm proud of them and happy for them. I just want to see them succeed. Like, go get it.
They're schooling you.
Bro, tell me about it. Let's talk. Listen, yes, they are. This old dog, you can teach new tricks to, please. Yeah, okay. Like, I got my notebook ready to learn. You know, let me see something. Let me see how you approach a match.
Right.
Let me see how your mindset is. Let me see what your, you know, what your way of thinking is. You know,
right.
I mean, you're obviously here for a reason.
Right.
You know. So yeah, no, 100%. They absolutely teach me. Like, I'm around them all the time. You know, CZW or any other locker room I'm in. And I'm just, you know, listening to them. You know, I just sit back and I just let them go. You know, piece the things together. Like, oh, you know what? Let me let them cook for a second. Let me see what they got. You know, like, yeah, obviously I know what I'm doing, but let me let them see what they're doing. Okay, cool. You know, that way too, I'm also giving them that confidence boost.
Yeah.
Be confident to be able to put their ideas out on the table. Mm-hmm. Be confident about that. Okay, cool. Like, talk to me. Let's have a conversation, because I can't do this without you. Yeah. You can't do this without me. We can't do this without each other. So we got to work together. So, like, bring your ideas to the table. I'll bring my ideas to the table. Let's make art, baby. Let's make art.
Isn't it cool, though? Because it's like, you know, like, shout out to Logan Black, too. Because, like, he's another one that he's putting out, you know, these kids, you know. And it's, I still gotta go to the T2T school also, because like Logan's always like reaching out and I'm like, you tell me too late, I have plans or something like that, you know. So like all these like new students, but I mean, you and Logan Black go way back also, you know.
Yes.
So
man, way back. Like, and he's even, I even remember when I first met him, you know, we worked, you know, eons ago, and then we just kind of just you know, always had a great rapport with one another. Like, his brain,
yeah,
was always like 10, 20 steps ahead.
Right.
You know, whereas I'm thinking A, B, C, he's thinking like outline A1, A2, okay, A, B. And I'm sitting there just going, whoa, like just completely like killing my frame of mind, because I'm just like, wow, I didn't even think of it that way.
Right.
It's just that sheer intelligence from him,
mm-hmm.
and his drive, his love for the business, you know. And you know, to be able to study that, and then to be able to go ahead and like, all right, bring some of them ideas to the table, and then just put a little spin on them. Like, it's always great to do that. And I always love when I see people do that,
right?
Think outside the box. I always explain that to a lot of the kids down at the school, the CZW school. Like, think outside the box. Like, you know, we know you're athletic. We know this. We know that. Show me something that you can't do. Show me something that you're afraid to do. Not like anything like a flip or anything like that, but something that makes you uncomfortable, in the sense that, whereas like, okay, you've been doing this, this, and this. Okay, why don't you try doing it this way? see how you feel, you know, that way that, you know, see how it works, see how it feels, you know,
right.
That way you become more versatile. You understand? And then that way, you know, again, ideas are just endless.
Yeah.
When you really just start to think outside the box. And it was actually funny. It was, I just credit Logan for being one of the people that actually helped me think outside the box. Like, to this day. So, yeah.
I love that. Like, I always tell, like, you know, you, again, you have these, like, a lot of the younger generation. And, like, I keep telling them, like, make sure, like, you know, like, they're graduated, they're wrestling, they're doing their thing, and they're trying to get their name out there. And I, one of the things I always tell them, I was like, you need to start going around. I was like, you need to start hitting up these vets. I was like, because there's a reason why they're known. A lot of them are training. A lot of them are being trainers right now. And it's like, even if you go take a couple of classes and just, like, learn everything, you know, like, here it is, like, some of these guys are, like, in their 40s. I mean, I'm you know, I'm not a wrestler, like, I'm in my 40s, but... You know, like, the respect that you have for these guys, and they're still wrestling at 40. And look, like, Azrael, like, shout out to Azrael, you know, like, he's one too that we could, like, I always, like, put over and stuff like that. And, you know, he's amazing, and he loves working these kids too. But you should be picking the brains of these guys, Logan Black, you know, even Deshaun, like, all these people, you should be picking their brains.
Like, don't be afraid to come talk to us. Like, don't be afraid to ask us questions. Like, we want it, you know. And yeah, you know, we're not gonna bite your head off, you know. Like, you know, like, give us the ideas, and then, you know, let us help you, you know, get through. Like, you know, if you got those questions, that's what we're there for, you know. Not just to sit up there, you know, just take a space up in the locker room. Like, we are literally people like myself, people like Logan. You know, we are legitimately there. That's like, that wants to help you guys, you know, and girls be better.
Yeah.
You know, everyone be better. You know what I mean? Help everyone just, you know, succeed in what they want to do with this. I mean, and just have fun. That's it. We want to see everybody enjoy themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to everybody who's, like, listening in, because there's, like, over 40 people, like, listening in. And again, like, if you can't, because I know Periscope's weird and, like, you can't really, like, type in there. Like, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're, you know, we're all on that. So if you want to, like, any questions or anything like that, again, share the stream. Let's get some more people in here. Ask the questions and everything. I'll get to all of the questions in there. So, you know, like, let's talk a little bit about CZW, because I think, like, a lot of people kind of have, like, very mixed feelings about it or whatever like that, you know. So, but it seems like CZW is coming, like, back now. Like, again, you have a lot of the new students coming out there, you know. Like, give us a little bit about that.
I mean, it is a new, again, I mean, I feel like the word hungry is going to be used a lot in this conversation. They're hungry. They are hungry, like, even to, like, the new crop of students. Like, I remember when I started going there, when I got, you know, the call to come down there and just see everything. And, you know, I'm seeing guys like Vinny Talata. I'm seeing guys, you know, Griffin was, you know, was, but, like, actually being able to really sit back and watch him under a microscope, you know, I've only really watched him from his clips on the socials, but really getting to be in there in the ring with him, being able to see, you know, Hutchins and everything like that. And it's just like, man, like, they are just rabid for him. They work Matt Quay, Ian Butch, like, all these new Zeta Steel, like, all those people that came through, you know, the combat zone, the new combat zone, like, they are just, listen, they scare me sometimes, right? You know, I'm like, all right, cool. I got this match with you. All right, I got to hit the gym extra hard because, like, I know you're going to bring that fire, so, like, I better come correct.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't need y'all youngers trying to show me up, all right? but like, it's so refreshing, and it's just like everybody wants to get better. Everybody uplifts one another. Everybody, when they had a bad match, you know, we're literally going like, listen, all right, cool, you know, that sucked, but keep your head up, all right? There's always next month. You got a booking next week? Okay, go into next week better. Don't worry about what just happened, you know, 2-3 minutes ago in that ring, okay? It doesn't always go according to plan, okay? Yeah. But you got next week. You got next month, okay? Keep your head up and just keep working. Come down to practice more. You know what I mean? It's never anything like, oh, you suck. You know, get out of there. You know, go home. Like, no, okay. Let's get better. Let's work. Let's get better, okay? Let's take that and let's get better. and then we move forward, you know? And a lot of them have that, and a lot of them, you know, give me a lot of respect, and it's so humbling, you know, when, you know, just it's just like when I walk into the locker room or when I walk into training, you know, they're just there, you know, ready to learn, ready to like, hey, man, I'm really excited for class. Or even like after class, they're like, hey, man, like you're giving me things that I didn't even think about. You know, you're giving me confidence that I didn't have before. You know, I like the fact that you take your time to listen. They like the fact that, you know, I don't really push them too much to the point where it's like onto the discomfort, mm-hmm. but like to the point where I was just like, all right, cool. We don't get it this week, but we're going to work on this. All right. You're not getting away from this, but we just going to leave it alone for today, yeah. You know, and then it just kind of eventually, all right, hey, let's see that, you know, let's see that back bump from, you know, 2 weeks ago. All right, cool. Yeah. And then you're still a little scared. Let's keep working. All right, cool. Hey. Take a rest. We'll work on it again. And then when they finally get it and they give them that look, they get that deer in the headlights look and their eyes agape. And I'm just sitting there just like, like, yeah, because we were working.
Yeah.
And you wanted it, you know, and they're thanking me. I'm like, I ain't doing anything. You did it. You know, I was just here supervising, making sure you didn't hurt yourself, you know, and it's so rewarding to me. It is. It's a very rewarding and it's, I just love it. I do a lot. Like I really do.
Awesome. Yeah, that's why, like, you know, like, I'm stressing it so much on this interview, because I just think it's like, you know, again, like, I like that, like, when, you know, I have people here that, like, train, you know, and then it's like, keep passing on, like, the knowledge and, like, you know, yeah. Just talk about, like, you know, so who are some up-and-comers that we should be, like, looking out for, in your opinion?
I mean, again, I said a couple of them already. Mm-hmm. Ian Bush, Matt Quay, but that guy is just full of fire. Let's see who else we have. I mean, Aaron Ashe, you know, he's getting his name out there, killing it, doing his thing. You know, Jerry Diaz is another one that's out there doing his thing. I said Zeta, you know, she's
all over the place now.
Twilight Zone. And I couldn't be happier, you know, because, you know, she was asking me questions too, with things like, you know, hey, how do I do this? And how do I do this? Mm-hmm. And what can I do better? Hey, can you watch this match? So just seeing her just go ahead into the Twilight Zone with, you know, a plethora of people that she's been mentored by, you know, it's great. I mean, I'm forgetting a lot of people right now.
That's okay. I'm putting you on the spot.
Just hungry talent out good. There. Like influx of talent. Mm-hmm. It was just like a boom of just fresh-faced, professional wrestlers,
yeah,
and it is awesome. And it's like, and I keep telling them at the end of practice, I sit back and I look at it, I look at each and every one of them at the end of every practice, and I sit back and smile like a proud uncle or a proud dad, and I sit there and say, tell them every time, and they all get this little goofy smile when I say it, you know. And I just look at them and go, the game's gonna be all right. You know, the game's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm even older and grayer, you know, and I'm sitting back, okay, y'all got next. Y'all going to be, we going to be all right. The game's going to be okay. Like, and I'm cool with it. Like, and I'm excited to see it.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Let's talk a little bit about CMD. So that's been happening. You know, some tag team action going on. You guys are going a little bit like all over the place. I mean, I got to see you at NFW and stuff like that. So you and Boom Harden, even though you guys have been making your moments and everything like that, give us some of your favorite memories.
Oh, man. I mean, it has to be us winning the tag titles in the Chris Cash Memorial ladder match. That right there. Because at the time, you know, that was our first championship that the company brought back. Yeah, even before, like, the world title. Excuse me. Yeah, so that was that. Right? Yes. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think, like, wait, right? Am I getting that right? Because, you know, we had Best of the Best at Crown the Champion. Right. So to be crowned the company's first champions in the new inception, like, that's a big deal. And to do it with him, like, that says a lot. That said a lot about our work rate, you know. And we weren't even together for long, you know. We weren't, I think we were maybe only teaming for maybe half a year, mm-hmm. before that decision was made, And that was just a testament to A, how we clicked, B, how hard we worked, and, you know, C, how well we motivate and inspire one another. We inspire to keep each other, you know, to get better. You know, he tells me, hey, man, you know, he'll tell, even when I'm slacking, he'll tell me, hey, D, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, you know what? You're right. You're right. My bad. Let's move forward. Let's work, you know, and we get better. We get stronger. And I think that's why we've seen a little bit of success everywhere. Like, it's not a lot, but it's a little bit, but it's like sporadic, you know, it's out there.
Right.
Because of that, I mean, because of that bond we have, it's like, you know, legitimately, you know, I tell him all the time, it's like, you're like the little brother I never had. I want to kick your ass like one, too, sometimes, but that's the idea, like, you know, but that's why we're so tight, you know. We have that pretty dope rapport with one another, relationship with one another. So, and I guess, you know, and that's definitely a testament to our success. So, yeah, definitely.
Love that. Definitely go check that out. Another thing I want to talk about that I feel like is like very important for this podcast is that you got to work a legend. You got to work Too Cold Scorpio. Okay. So I want to talk about that because I know there's like a lot, you know, like he came back and like, you know, also like Sean Henderson, he's been at like a bunch of his shows. Like he's been all over. He was up at Limitless. So it's crazy. So like talk to us about like that.
It's, I mean, you know, so like I've gotten to work OG, man, like one time before in Chikara, but it was like a fatal four way. So it was cool. It was great. You know, got to be in there with them. But like having a one-on-one match was like, you know, to me, this is a guy, again, I grew up watching
right
in ECW, in WCW. In WWE, you know, as Flash Funk, you know, like all over. So it was just like he was definitely one of the many wrestlers that like I grew up idolizing. Because again, hey, he looked like me. You know, there's a guy on TV doing it that looks like me. And, you know, that was just like very important to me and important for me growing up and wanting to make that full-on decision to continue with my want to become a professional wrestler. So I credit him for that. But man, no, like when I got that call, there was like, hey man, you know, you want to work Too Cold Scorpio? I'm like, yes! Yeah, like, what?
Like, is that even a question? Like,
you should have said, hey, this is what it is. Be happy, thank you. Yes, I'm not going to say nothing. Man, but, and it was just, you know, and it's always love. It's always love when I got to wrestle him. And the crazy thing about it was, I think it was like a five-star when we had that match. Eric Bischoff watched our match.
Wow.
And my buddy was actually driving them, Scorpio and Bischoff, back to Philly.
Right.
And Bischoff was just like, looks back and he's like, dude, he literally texted me. He's like, bro, we're at this rest stop. And he's like, Eric Bischoff is putting you over in like hardcore right now. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, wait, what? Hold on, wait. Pray tell. He's just like, dude, like, he's just like, he's telling me the whole conversation. Like, he looks at Scorpio. He's like, yo, that kid you wrestled. He's like, doesn't he remind you of a young you? And I was just like, that's it. Eric Bischoff compared me to a young Scorpio. I can retire tomorrow and I'd be good with that. I'd be done. I can hang it up tomorrow and be good with that. But it was so humbling, so endearing, and it made me work harder. Mm-hmm. I just remember not only just going and just be like, after that match, hey, he loved the match. Like, he's just like, baby, we can work anytime, baby. I was just like, yo, that's what's up, man. OG, much love, respect, love you for that. And, you know, just to hear that, you know, again, one of the greater wrestling minds in Eric Bischoff, you know, looking at someone like me, you know, this guy's been around stars for years, you know, so he has an eye for things like that. So for him to sit back, watch little old me, and then to go ahead and talk about me in that capacity, I was just like, wow, like, okay, I can't fall off now. I'm back to practice. Right. I'm back to work. You know, I'm back to the gym 2-3 times a day if I can get there, you know, because that just really empowered me and motivated me. It's so cool, man. Like, so cool. I'm still getting goosebumps just thinking about
No,
that.
I know. That's why it was like, I have to bring this up because it's like, probably it was like 5-year-old you would have never like been like, no,
Listen,
never happened.
like,
You know?
childhood me, with everything that I've experienced so far in this game, like, childhood me would be very proud of me. Extremely proud. Like, 4-year-old me, when I decided that right then and there from that first episode of WWF Superstars, back in the 90s, that I wanted to be a professional wrestler. It was
Right.
that day, that I made that decision. I just saw it through, and I'm doing childhood me proud, and it feels awesome. It's a cool feeling. It's a
Yeah.
really, really cool feeling.
I think this also kind of just like proves like anybody out there that it's like never think that, things can't happen like that, right? It's like, oh, it'll never happen. I'll never get to wrestle a legend. I mean, I get to watch like a bunch of people that I've been supporting for years, like go through people that like, maybe WWE people retired or, maybe they got let go and like now they're just like putting over the indies because they just love wrestling and want to like wrestle and wrestle some of the best that's in the indies right now.
Sure, for
So
sure.
it's so cool to see that. Like I can say that about a whole bunch of wrestlers that it's like, shit, I'm getting this match that I never thought that I would get getting.
100%. 100%. And it's just like, and it's always cool because it's like when you get those matches, it's A, one of two things. A, you're clearly doing something right. You're doing great business. You're handling your handle. You're doing great things. And B, someone trusts you. That's
Definitely.
the biggest thing. They trust you, and they're reward, and they see your hard work. Okay, cool. All right, let's put you in the ring with Ali because you've been working. Oh man, but I've only been doing this 2 years. So what? Go get your opportunity. Go
Yep.
get it before I take it. Because I'll take it today. If you don't want it, I'll take it. Okay? All right. But you go get your opportunity. Forget the fact that you've only been doing this for 2 years. You've been doing this for 2 years and you got this opportunity for a reason. Think about that.
Yeah, never doubt yourself.
Don't sell yourself short. You're there for a reason. Now go get it. Now stop playing and go get it.
I love that. I love that. All right, so let's talk about you just came back from Germany. All right, give us the details because it's so awesome that I'm seeing so many people travel, whether it's Australia, UK, Japan, Germany, Thailand, like. It's really cool to see like a whole bunch of you guys getting these opportunities to leave the
Right
States.
on, right on, right on. No, again, another opportunity that I didn't think would ever happen. It was actually funny. The last time I left the country was about, man, like 14 years ago. In fact, I wrestled for WXW 16 years ago, with Chikara years ago, like when we had Tag World. So like it's been forever. So when I got the call, to that I was, picked to go over and be a representative for the company. Okay, this is what we're doing. It's a showcase match. We're showing off the new CZW. This is the new batch of people. So, you have myself, Miles Hawkins, Griffin McCord. On paper, you know what you're getting.
Oh, yeah.
On paper, you know what you're getting. So yeah, they again, the trust, right? The work rate, the trust. They entrusted us to, again, entrusted us on their own show with the main event. Wait, what? Wait, really? Yeah. Go out there. You guys got 12 to 15. Go do your thing. Go do your thing. And pop fly out the park. To the point of like everyone was happy with it. The promoter was happy with it. The head trainers of the school was happy with it. A lot of our peers in the back were like, "Yo, that was a dope match," and everything like that. And that was again endearing and so humbling, And then for me, I'm back at the hotel, and I'm just going, Man, I must not be that old because I was able to run with these two youngins. Like that always that still didn't that still baffles me. Like, wow, I can still hang with young 20 somethings. Man, as I'm icing my knees. As I'm icing my knees and stretching my back. Like, man, I can still go, and it was but and it's again just to be able to get the chance to be in a ring with someone of those two, their caliber, Miles Hawkins and Griffin McCoy in their own right are superstars. They're superstars in themselves. I can literally, like, bar none, say that, with stone face and stand on it. Those two are, superstars and just being, and I thank them both. I told them, just, I literally I said to them, I said, thank you for making an old man feel young again. They're just like, oh, I'm not, I'm like, stop. Yes, I am. That's bullshit. I'm old. I know it. But it's like, again, it's moments that like that gives me that confidence to go, I can go out and do this next week. I can go out and do this the following week. I can do this the next month. I can do this the next year, so on and so forth. It's those little moments that constantly gives me that reassurance and confidence boost. To go like go do this.
How is the fans like, how did they react to like, it's different like watching it and then like physically being there. So how
They
was that?
love it. They love it. They are raucous. It was awesome. It was such an awesome thing. And I mean, like, the first event which we were on was like at like 12 in the afternoon. And I was like, man, and y'all just had Carrot last night. So y'all probably only got about 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and y'all are this lit. Oh man, oh man, we about to have some fun. We about to have. The atmosphere was great. Like it was just. If you can get over to WXW, go and for any other, get over there, get over there. Like I got, I if you guys need the dude's email, I'll send it to you. Hit me up, I'll give it to you. Get over there. It's a happening spot. And again, they got a young a back of young hungry lions and lionesses over there too. Like they work. They get it in. And it was just so cool to like have such high praise amongst people that are like were already over there killing it. You know what I mean? No, it was just a great moment. And then people like it's like, wait, you went all the way over there for one match. Yeah, I did. I went over there for one opportunity. But guess what? That one opportunity is getting me back there. I
That's
didn't look at it
awesome.
as, oh man, you're going over there for one thing. Yeah, and I'm going to take that one thing that I have and make the most out of it. That was my audition. Like I haven't seen like they see the fans and the wrestlers there, they've seen Miles Hawkins like last year or earlier in the year. They've seen Griffin when we sent all those youngins over for the excursion last year. They've never seen me. Or there's people that have seen me, but they've seen me 16 years ago. So like
Big
this was my
difference.
huge difference. So like that's what I looked at. I was like, yo, I'm basically coming into uncharted territory here. Like this isn't the same me 16 years ago. I'm a little bit older, like so like a lot of it older. So
Just a little
like,
bit older.
I gotta keep telling myself that's the harsh reality of it all. But like I'm here. And I'm here for a reason. Like stop doubting yourself. And that
Definitely.
was one of those moments, I sat back on the plane and I was just smiling ear to ear. I probably looked nuts to anybody on the plane just and I was just smiling because just think and just like reflect. And again, it was just like, okay, I want more. I want more. I have to have more. It was that shot in the vein that I needed, that shot of adrenaline. That's like, and now I need more of it. I need it. Like, I gotta have it.
Yeah, that's so cool. I was happy for you. All right, let's do some of these fan tweets that we got. So this one's from Good Cop, Bad Cop. He says, with Deshaun Pratt being the anagram of pendant taser. Which wrestler's the biggest pendant that you'd like to taser to make them shut up?
I saw them, and they, and I really, man, wow. Who would I want to tase? Oh, now I'm really going to have to go to the head on this. Like,
who deserves to be tased?
Who deserves to be tased? I don't know, man. I can't think of it. I mean, I was like, you know, like, I can't think of one.
He's a nice guy. He's not going to throw anybody under the bus. He'd feel bad.
Who would I'm going to come back to that one, because I'm really thinking about it, because I'm sure there's someone good tasing, and I just need to figure out who. Like, at least from my perspective, who deserves a good tasing? So I'm going to put that in. I'm going to put that off over here real quick, but I'm going to come back to that one.
Well, it's funny. He gave another, like, a fan tweet question also. He said, Deshaun Pratt being an anagram of teared pants. Yeah, I know. It should be torn. He goes, what has been the most spectacular wardrobe malfunction you have ever had or witnessed while wrestling?
Well, that was my own. I forget where I was, man. So many wrestling matches, so many states. But I just remember in the match, things were getting hot and heavy. We're going, crowd's going nuts. And I remember I threw super kick. Mm-hmm. Threw a super kick. Cool. Like, you know, I've done it numerous times, everything like that. And as I threw up the kick, I just hear, I'm like, let's wrap this up. Hey, you know, let's match is over. You know, yeah, I wardrobe malfunction here. Like, you know, when I realized, when I got dressed, got to the back, it was like I completely ripped the crotch
right
out of my tights. So I was like, A, either leg day, it was really, really good to me that time, or like I put my all into that super kick to tear my pants. So kind of reminded me of that SpongeBob episode, but you know. Yeah, so there you go. I did see that tweet. I was just like, all right, do I dare tell them about this? So yes, I do dare tell.
That's all fun. That's not a terrible thing.
My pants on a super kick. Yes, I did. I shredded my pants throwing a super kick. Do what you will with that information, people. Laugh. Go. Have fun.
We have fun here. It's not a terrible thing.
It was a good thing.
There's so much crazy stuff that happens in wrestling nowadays. A little malfunction like that is, like, typical in any way.
Exactly. Pales in comparison, doesn't it?
If you just watch WrestleMania weekend, you know, Mania Week, you know, and stuff like that is, like, you know, Sexy Eddie's in the ring, and he's literally naked.
Informing. Just Eddie being Eddie.
Shout out to Sexy Eddie. Who are working on picking a date with him to have him on this podcast. So make sure you're subscribed to the Indie Wrestling Corner.
So we'll know he's got stories for days, man. That's another journey, man. It was actually really cool seeing him Sunday at the rec center. It was awesome. It was really cool seeing him, you know, give him a big hug. You know, it's just great seeing him do it and still doing it and just getting his flowers, man. Like, yeah. Because it's cool because, like, I look at him and I'm like, yo, like, I need to buy a ticket and watch you. Now, 17 years later for me, I'm still sharing locker rooms with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's still mind-boggling.
It's fun. It's going to be fun. So stay tuned for that podcast.
Definitely.
All right. So another fan tweet from John. He goes, how many people try or want a book? Okay. I'm going to say Amasis. Am I saying it wrong? Because, like, I know I'm probably saying it wrong. So I know.
Sure. Right.
So I said it right? Okay. So he said that how many people try to still book it, and what would it take for you to bring them back?
You know, the funny thing is, not many people. I mean, a lot of people love Deshaun. They love unapologetically me. You know, they love that. So, like, when people see the CMD, you know, they're like, wow, you know, it's a great character. And I'm like, huh? What? No, this is really me. Like, this is me. This is who I am.
Right.
You know, I embody this. And I would probably not want to, you know, bring that back. Mm-hmm. Not for the sake of, you know, what everything I've done with that character, like, I've been great. Love right. it. You know, I wouldn't have gotten to do a lot of opera due to things that I've gotten to do. I wouldn't have never gotten to go to Japan right. for the first time in my career. I wouldn't have ever gotten out of the country without that character. But it's one of those things that was just like, I feel like when I left that back in 2010, damn. Jesus. Let that hang for a second. Like, it was just like, you know, it was a time for a new metamorphosis, you know?
Right.
But of course, it's wrestling. Anything can happen.
Exactly.
We've seen that all week. We've seen that this past weekend. Anything. That's the one thing about wrestling. It's so magical. Anything can happen.
Definitely.
You never know.
You don't know.
Don't know.
I love that. Shout out to everybody who's like listening. We still have like over 50 people watching the stream. Yo, shout out to everybody. Definitely. So, and again, you know, if you're listening to this later, leave some comments below. Share the stream. Let's get some more people in here. You know, love the Indie Wrestling Corner. We just love putting over all the indie wrestlers and all that stuff like that. So. All right, so let's talk about this. Again, we just finished Mania week. I'm tired. I'm burnt out from wrestling. It was nonstop watching wrestling. Here for it.
I need listen. Man, like, so again, like, Mania week is a beast, man. It's a different beast.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially with the way they do it now, you know what I mean? They make it a spectacle. They make it an event.
Right.
They make it an experience. But like, gosh damn, by the end, by Friday, I was overwhelmed, man. I still had to wrestle. Like, I was just like, man, I had my full of wrestling, man. Like, I just had a smorgasbord of wrestling. Like, I can't fit any more in, man. But just for that, just sheer love of this, everything, you know, you just, it was a cool experience. I will say that, like, it was awesome being down in Center City and just seeing all the wrestling fans. Like, people going, like, man, is wrestling that popular? I'm like, yes. I'm offended you just asked about it. What do you mean? It's always been that popular. You need to get on board, you yeah. know? You need to, you know, yeah, like, get it together. Wrestling yeah. has always been hot. Wrestling has always been, you know, popular. You know, it has its little dips here and there, but especially now, but I feel like it's constantly been on a boom. And this past weekend only further proved that.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling is not going anywhere.
No.
You know, you can hate on it all you want. You can say, oh, man, you know, I love mixed martial arts over professional. That's cool, whatever. But the fact remains, professional wrestling ain't going anywhere. It's no. not.
It's thriving.
Like, it's thriving. You know, I can honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if professional wrestling outlives a lot of other, you know, sports out there. I wouldn't be surprised because you hear it all the time from a lot of other wrestlers doing other podcasts, doing other interviews. But it's the truth. There truly is nothing like it.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Try to find me something.
Yeah.
I'll take that Pepsi challenge. Try to find me something that literally will give you every bit of emotion within 2 hours like that. 3 hours. You know, it's actually funny. I heard, like, I was watching the kickoff show, and I think, like, you know, Triple H said something in the interview. And it was actually funny to hear him say this so many years later in my career. But I remember Quack said this to us when we were coming up. As professional wrestlers, again, there's nothing like it. There's yeah. nothing out there like this type of entertainment. As professional wrestlers, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to those fans, okay? When they walk through that threshold, those 2, 3, maybe 4 hours, right? We have a responsibility to make them forget every bad issue that is going on out in that goddamn world. Mm-hmm. That is our responsibility. They pay their hard-earned money to forget. Okay, you never know what's going on. That person may have spent their last few dollars to come to a wrestling show. You don't know that. They might be broke till God knows when, but they wanted to come to that show. You goddamn right, you better make them feel something. Don't get so wrapped up in what we do here. Remember, they're there to spend their hard-earned money because, again, they want to feel something. They want to be entertained. I always tell people, the crowd is your best supporting character. Do not forget that they're there. Do not forget that they're there. They're there for a reason. They may not be there to see you, but they're there to see a professional wrestling show. And hey, you may have a moment with them that's going to stick out in their head. And that's one of those things. Create those moments. Create those moments. You never know. I remember I did a show somewhere, and I was taking a heel role. And there was this little girl. She was just heckling me the entire time. Just the entire time. And I was just back and forth with her the entire time. Monday morning, I wake up to a message from her father. And he said, no, excuse me, it was like Tuesday, because she went to school that Monday. He said to her, he said to me that is all she talked about in school. I went to this professional wrestling show, and me and this wrestler was arguing back and forth. And he said, making my daughter's first wrestling experience awesome.
I love that.
I mean, come on. I love that. You can't tell me what we do does not have an impact on the people that pay that hard-earned money. And again, yeah, I get it. Sometimes they can be a little obnoxious and, you know, critiques. Okay? Yeah. But I mean, it sucks, but isn't that right? They can say whatever they want, right? I mean, we do it.
As long as they're having fun, right? Like, as long as it's coming from a good place, that's all that matters.
Whatever. Everybody has an opinion. You can like something. You can, you know, you can like something. You can not like something. That's the idea.
Right.
You know, we've been going, you know, people go back and forth and carrying opinions on anything since the dawn of time.
Right.
You know?
I love that.
At the end of the day, said, that's just it. You know, at the end of the day, take care of your fans. We need them just as much as they need us.
Yep.
We're all for them.
Don't be mean to the fans.
Have a Coke and a smile. I get it. I know sometimes it's hard. Have a Coke and a smile and just walk away. Hey, all right, you know?
And don't forget the ones that, like, support from, like, the beginning or whatever, like that. Like, I had a very deep conversation with Midas from Main Event about the fans because he's someone that, you know, I've been like day one with, you know, and it's just like he says, it just hits different. Like, obviously this is a take away from like a new fan that comes into him, whatever, but he's like,
no,
you've been rocking with me. He's like, since I started,
you know what? And it does mean something to us. To the fact that, again, you know, with longevity, you know, things can get stale, just with anything. But to sit there and have fans that literally rock with you and they just watch you just grow.
Mm-hmm.
You metamorphosize into, you know, from, you know, what you once were to what you are now to what you're going to be in the future. And they rock with you every step of the way. That's crazy. That's awesome. You know, that's one of those things that fuels the drive.
Right.
Because it's like, man, I can't, because now that I know that you're rocking with me since day one, you're rocking with me that heavily, I can't let you down. You understand? Like, I can't let you down.
Absolutely.
If I give anything less than 110%, knowing that you spent your hard-earned money to support me, to buy my t-shirts, to buy my 8x10s, and I go out there and I give you a half-assed performance, nah. Mm-mm.
Definitely.
We work. We get it in. Right?
Definitely. I love that. All right, so I have two final questions for you. If anybody's got any questions, feel free to drop it into the chat. All right, so one of the things that like grew on this podcast is my wrestling with positivity. Very important on this podcast because, as we all know, the world of wrestling can get very negative, and I like to focus on the positive. So is there anything that you can share? I feel like the story you had just told was one, but let's add another one then, you know? So is there anything that comes to mind, whether it was something that, you know, a wrestler's done for you, maybe a fan's done for you, maybe something you did for a fan, or maybe something you did for a wrestler, anything that pops out that we wouldn't know unless you shared this story?
Actually, I have one. So this was, we'll take it back to, back when I was the Amasis character. We were in England for a nice little stint there, and you know, hanging out, you know, hoods off, incognito at this point in time. But, you know, guy comes up to me, sits next to me. And he was just like, hey, man, and he whispered, you know, super cool about it. He's like, hey, man, I enjoy your stuff. And I was like, all right, cool. You know, you whispered, you kept it low key. I respect you. I'll talk to you. You know, you're not loud, you're not boisterous about it, you know. And he's just like, hey, man, you know, let me buy you a drink. So, he buys me a drink. And he goes like, hey, man, I don't think you know who, I forget his tag name on Twitter. Like I said, it was years ago. But he was just like, yeah, you know, I follow all your guys' stuff. You know, I love the Osirian Portal. I love you guys. I love you guys. You guys are great. And he goes, I want to tell you that your guy's video from the Most Illegal Move, he said, when I saw that, he said, I was planning on killing myself that day. Oh, wow. I was planning on killing myself that day. Until I saw your guy's video.
Oh, wow.
I said, nah, man, for real. He said, no, I was literally on the razor's edge. He was like, I was done. He said, and I saw that. And that made me happy. That brought me back. He said, that's what brought me to Chikara, actually. He said, I wanted to see more of you guys. But then I decided, he was like, then, you know, you guys had to call it. And he just started going off. And I'm just letting him talk. I'm like, I'm listening.
Yeah.
And you can just see and hear that wrestling truly saved this kid's life. And I was a part of that. Like, you never know what type of impact you have on a person. Like, when we get tired, this is why I'm telling you, like, it is, you know, I've been seeing this more often lately about be kind to the fans. Be kind to your fans, to the fans, you know, as a whole. You never know what they're going through. You never know their reason for showing up. They could probably be coming to that show on their last leg. Something you did pulls them out of that funk. Something the show did pulls them out of that funk. When he told me that right there, like, really just, like, it blew my mind. Because, again, it was just, like, that was the first time I realized how much of a grasp professional wrestling has on people. And, like, it's entertainment. We laugh. We all probably cried when Cody finished the story, right? But for you to tell me, like, a real life issue, a real life trauma, real life darkness. You were that close. Yeah. That close. You mean to tell me you were that close? And just a video of just us doing what we do pulled you out of that?
Powerful stuff.
Powerful. What we do is powerful stuff. Like, this is why people spend massive amounts of money coming to shows. That's why I did it. Man, I used to come to, you know, every little indie show. I was spending hundreds of dollars because, yeah, again, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed how I felt. I enjoyed how it was made to feel. And I was like, man, like, if I can make people feel like that, Yeah, no, this is what I want to do. This is exactly what I want to do. You know, because I remember how I felt on the opposite side of the guardrail when I cheered, when I booed, when I would, flip off the heels, Yeah, it was fun. And that's what keeps me going. I remember, and I always tell that to the wrestlers, that were fans. When you go out there and you do your matches, think about how you felt when you were watching the guys of before, the girls of before. Think about how they made you feel. And go out there and try to create that same feeling for the next person. That's why this keeps going strong. This is why professional wrestling, again, there's nothing like it. And this is why it's been going strong for, X amount of years. It makes people feel good. And we keep bringing them back. Forget Hollywood. Forget your movies. Professional wrestling is doing that.
Hell yeah.
That's for real. That's it. For real. Saying,
Again, powerful stuff.
Mic right there. Boom, boom. That's it. End it right there. Right there.
Mic drop pretty much or whatever like that. This is why like I do these indie interviews because again, that's like you don't even know just to put the word out there for the indies because there was a point that I didn't even know the indies existed, So we're just gonna keep it going, like
That's it. I mean, keep talking about them. Even the little tiny ones. You never know because again, that person that's working that little tiny indie there, he could be the star. He or she could be the next
The
star.
main eventing at Mania.
Inventing, they could be the next star. Like, don't like if it's professional wrestling, go watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't care if it's the worst wrestling you've ever seen. Go watch it.
Bad ones
Watch
are good too.
everything. Listen, we've all watched bad wrestling, but we watched it because it was wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I love it. All right. So my last question for you is, what are your goals of 2024?
Man, just to keep, you know what, stay healthy. Just to stay healthy and being able to keep doing this, and just having and hoping that to have that longevity. That I've been having and just continue making moments. That's it. Like, don't care about the money. I'm old. I don't care about getting signed. I
Just to
care
stay
about
healthy and
being able to keep
making
doing
moments.
this.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me. Like, that's me. Like, what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, that sounds cool. No, that's for me.
Right.
I don't care what anybody else wants to do. That's what I, that is my goal. Okay? And just to continue giving 110% every time I'm out there. If something happens and I sign my name on that dotted line, thank you, Jesus. But hey, in the meantime, I'm having fun, creating moments, I'm making people forget their issues, get their problems, and I'm hoping they come back the next month.
Hey, Smiley's in the chat. What's up,
Let's
Smiley?
go. Finally, let's go. What up, big dog? My
Oh,
pants.
hell yeah! I love that. I love that. So, what do you have coming up? So, if the fans want to come and support you.
So this Saturday, Boom and I will be at Tetsu Pro out in Connecticut. So we were just talking about getting out in the New England area. So we're making our Tetsu Pro debut. And then on four the following week, on 4/19, we'll be at Richfield Park for Guts and Glory. And then I think I have an off day. Oh, yeah, I have an off week. Yes. All right. I'm off. Let's go. And then it's right back on May 5th, back at CZW, and May 18th, I believe, is Best of the Best down in Baltimore. So I'm taking that this year. So let's go.
Yeah,
I'm putting that, I'm taking that this year.
putting it out there.
I'm taking it this year. Best of the Best is going to be me this year.
love that. I love that. All right, well, tell everybody else where they can follow you if they're not following you, if this is like, the first time that they've
Yeah,
seen you
I mean.
around.
Yeah, no, hit me up on the Twitter machine. It's at Prince of CMD. The Instagram is Deshaun Prince of CMD underscore Deshaun Pratt. Yeah, you can hit me up on the Facebook too. I have that there, just Deshaun Pratt. What is that? I have that what is that? What is that thread thing? I think that's what it's called.
The
That,
Reddit.
yeah, not Reddit. What's the Joan from? I barely use it. With the Instagram.
Oh, Threads.
Okay, Threads. Oh, it is called Threads. Yeah, I
Yeah.
have that. Seriously, you guys can follow me there. I keep forgetting that I have that. So I'm like, oh, wait, there's people that like me here too. I gotta talk to them. So follow me on there. That'll give me more, that'll make me more opt to, post on that thing too. I
Yeah.
seriously keep forgetting I have
I
that.
forget
So.
too. Like, I'm like, another freaking app.
Like, I don't even know what to do anymore. So,
So many
I know,
apps. Like,
right?
there's a new app coming out too. I can't.
I
It's
know.
too much.
There's like another one coming too. It's just like, wait, how many social media apps do they want us to have?
Like,
Like, what?
I'm old. I can't keep up.
Talking to the same people on different apps. That's literally all we're gonna be doing.
I'm going back to MySpace or AOL.
MySpace needs to come back. What's good? Like, let's go, man. Setting your pages up, man. We were little web designers back in the day. Come on now.
Our top friends or whatever.
Yo, that top friend thing's got a lot of people in trouble. Like,
Like, you pissed me off this week. You're removed.
I'm number three on your top five. Like, bro, like you up there now. Like, yo, that used to have us in. Yo, I remember. I did that. They started adding like top 20, top 100. Like, here, mofos. Here, y'all all up there. Everybody's on my top. All right. Dang. I would say take that off because that used to. I'm telling you, they had a lot of people in the chokehold. Like, you took me off my get top friends list. But I was like, I was here. Fine. I didn't do it purposely. Like, damn. Like, that was the unfollow before unfollow became a thing. Did you unfriend me? Did you unfollow me? You take me up to top five? Like, damn. I went from top three, I'm in your top 10. I thought I was in your top five. Like, dude, what the heck? Yeah, nah. So if MySpace does come back, it's get rid of that top, my top, whatever, whatever. Everybody's friends with everybody. We all best friends, because yo. Woo!
It got serious.
Man, like
Ending friendships like freaking.
friendship, like, oh, you put me at number three. I was number one in your top friends list last week.
I'm dead. Well, that's a fun way to end the
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I'm dead. Well, anyway, I appreciate everybody that's coming into the chat and or just like hug out and just like listen to the pod. I mean, we're still rolling about like 60 people into the chat. So I appreciate everybody that like tuned in and listened to the podcast. Make sure
Same.
you're following Deshaun. Make sure you're following the Indie Wrestling Corner again. I'm supposed to take next week off. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll see if
Take it off.
I'm probably gonna
Just
take
take
it
it
off. I
off.
got a bunch of appointments next week, so but we'll see if
Off. I'm
we'll
telling you to
see.
take it off. I'm telling you
You
to take
take
it
it
off.
off. I mean, I'll have a video. I'll have an Indie Talks video for you guys probably next Saturday up, because I'm going over to BST Wrestling. So make sure you're following BST Wrestling in Connecticut as well. I'll be there, so there'll be a backstage video for you. And then Alex Rojas is coming on the following week. We're gonna talk Test of Strength. We're gonna talk Legacy is Timeless, another amazing promotion that's coming in. So, but yeah. So guys, you know the drill. Stay safe, support independent wrestling, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.
Enough is enough.